Master, you wanted to speak with me?
Lock the door.
Okay.
You've never asked to meet with me alone in your office before. Is something the matter?
Sit down.
Okay.
Why exactly have you called me here?
You found something of mine.
Oh, did you find... my notebook. Master, thank you so much. You have no idea how worried I've been since it went missing.
Ah, yes, well, the contents are rather personal. It's more of a diary of sorts. I'd hate for it to wind up in the hands of some other... maids. No doubt they'd mock me relentlessly. Sometimes, well, quite often, in fact. When I first arrived here, I was told that they were only teasing me because I was new, but I've been here a while now, and they show no signs of stopping. I suppose I'm just an easy target.
Perhaps you'll find it funny. They've recently taken to saying that I'm in love with you, or that I'm too devoted to serving you, which is an odd thing to say. It's my job to serve you. I'm your maid, after all.
Oh, please do not worry. It doesn't bother me much. There are worse men they could claim I'm in love with.
Anyway, is this why you called me here?
You wanted to talk about the notebook.
Why? You had looked inside it?
What exactly did you...
Master, I can explain. No, please, you were never meant to see any of this. Please, it is but the foolish ramblings of a foolish girl. I'm so sorry, Master. I shall dispose of the notebook immediately. Please, pretend you never saw it.
Please, Master, it's not okay. You're a good man. You shouldn't have to read the filthy things some foolish maid writes about you.
God, I'm so sorry. God, I'm so sorry, Master.
Okay. I'm breathing.
You can't mean that.
How could it not bother you?
Even if the thought of one of your maids fantasizing about you doesn't bother you, surely the contents of this notebook, the sorts of things I wrote about, they'd be enough reason to fire me on the spot.
Master, please. You've already read through the notebook. There's no need for me to...
Okay. Is there any particular part you'd like me to...
Okay, this is from this week.
Master grabs me by my hair and drags me into his office, locking the door behind him, with his hand still gripping my hair tightly. He pulls me to my knees and tells me that he's going to punish me for disobeying him and touching myself without his permission. He begins to undo his belt and takes out his...
Master, must I continue?
Okay. And takes out his thick cock, already rock hard from thinking about he's going to punish me. He grabs my head and starts fucking my mouth, hard and fast. Master's cock is so big and I can barely take it all in without gagging. Without warning, he grips my hair tightly and thrusts himself all the way inside my mouth, forcing his cock down my throat. He holds my head in place as I struggle to breathe. Soon enough, he takes his cock out and I just sit there, gasping for air as my eyes fill with water. He tells me to never forget who I belong to. I am his toy, his property, to be used and fucked however he sees fit. I am his personal sex slave. Do I mean the things I write? I suppose there's no good in trying to hide it. I do. It's only natural that I should develop feelings for you. You are always so kind to me, and you treat me... Well, you treat me like a person. I can't explain why I fantasize about the things I do, but if I were able to be a slave for anyone, I'd want to be a slave for you. Why are you smiling? You like the thought of making me your slave? You like the thought of making me your slave?
I don't know what to say. Stand up. Okay. Safe word. Master, what are you saying? You're going to make me your toy? How about vanilla? Okay, you're awfully close. What are you... I'm sorry, I'm very nervous. I never imagined that you'd want to do this with me or that I'd be doing this with you. What do you want me to do for you, Master? Get on my knees. Okay. Okay, I'll take your cock out. God, you're a lot bigger than I imagined. Do you want to break in your new toy, Master? Okay, just put your hand on my head and... Master, why did you stop? Bend over the desk. Okay, Master. Can you see how wet I am for you, Master? That's what doing this for you does to me. Just pull my tights down and take me. Fuck me as hard as you want. I can take it. I only want to please you, Master. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're stretching me open. That feels so good. Yes, Master. Oh, I belong to you. Oh, I'm yours. Your toy to be used however you want. Oh, God, you're fucking me so hard and rough. I've never been fucked like this before. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for spanking me, Master. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Why are you grabbing your belt? Fuck. Master, you're going to leave me with red marks all over my ass. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Break in your new toy. I can take it. Oh, fuck. Harder. Fuck me harder. Please, Master. Oh, that's it. Take me. Oh, fuck. Make me yours. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, I can't help it. Master, I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Master, you're not slowing down. I'm sorry. I can't stop squirming. I'm so sensitive after coming. That's it. Pin me down. Take me. Fuck. I can feel you coming inside me. That feels so good. Oh, thank you, Master. Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. My legs can't stop shaking. I'm okay. I just need to sit down for a second. too good, master. Thank you, master. Yes, master. I belong to you. Your toy, to use however you please, and whenever you please. God, it feels so good to finally say that. Tonight? But won't the maids notice if my bed is empty? No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't question you. I'll see you tonight, master.